Minnesota is the first in the Midwest to adopt clean car rules. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner. This is ClimateCast. Minnesota's clean car rule is official this week. The goal? Helping Minnesotans have more electric vehicle choices on the lot. So what will our EV choices look like over the next decade? Frank Kolasch is the climate director at the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. Hi, Frank. Welcome to ClimateCast.
Thank you for having me today.
So big picture first, what is the clean car rule and what does it do?
The Clean Cars Minnesota rule officially adopts the low emission vehicle standard and the zero emission vehicle standard, which will ensure that Minnesotans have, starting in model year 2025, access to the cleanest vehicles on the road.
So let's talk about what this looks like on the car lot. As I read it, it means that EVs would need to be less than 10% of vehicle sales in Minnesota between about 2025 and 2034. Is that about right?
Yes, that's what the rule sets out. It puts requirements upon the automobile manufacturers to deliver a certain percentage of the battery electric vehicles or plug-in hybrid electric vehicles within Minnesota. And our analysis shows that starting in model year 2025, we'll be looking at achieving somewhere between 6 and 7% of the new vehicles sold in that year.
So let's be clear, it doesn't require anybody to buy an electric vehicle, right?
That is correct. This requirement is upon the automobile manufacturers.
We know automakers like Ford, GM, Volkswagen, they seem to be all in on electric vehicles. Some are planning to go all electric vehicle models in the future. Is that right? What trends are you seeing there?
That is correct. We're hearing from a number of automobile manufacturers that electrification of the cars and trucks and SUVs is the future for the types of vehicles that they wish to deliver to the public.
We know people love trucks in Minnesota for hauling boats, toys to the lake. What trends are you seeing in the new electric generation of trucks when it comes to power, acceleration, and range? Are those things improving?
Yes, all of those are improving, and we certainly understand that in Minnesota, a large portion of people choose to have trucks and SUVs, and so it's important that we send signals to the automobile manufacturers that Minnesotans will want those kinds of vehicles, and we're seeing that with the waiting lists and the excitement around the Ford F-150 Lightning. General Motors has their Hummer, and Rivian has their pickup trucks, and so that those options are starting to come out, the automobile manufacturers are really making advances on all of those items that you talked about.
Let's talk about costs, right? Some of these vehicles cost quite a bit, but there are cost savings there. Do you think Minnesotans understand those savings with EVs?
That was a major part of our analysis to back up the rule and the reason that we needed the rules. Owners of electric vehicles do end up saving over the lifetime of the vehicle because they're not spending as much at the gas pump, and they are not spending as much in the repair shop because there's fewer parts that need to be replaced on an electric vehicle. So that's what we anticipate, that while there currently may be a higher premium for an electric vehicle, that the savings over the use of the lifetime of that vehicle will benefit the owner more substantially than the upfront cost.
The free market is clearly moving toward electric vehicles. What's the right balance between Minnesota Pollution Control Agency rules and free market trends?
And what we're looking at is making sure that Minnesotans, if they choose to want a battery electric vehicle or a plug-in hybrid electric vehicle, that they have those choices and that automobile manufacturers have reasons to put Minnesota first on the list for delivering these vehicles. That's what we think is most beneficial to Minnesota consumers. And it also protects the health of our most vulnerable citizens in addressing the climate crisis that we're facing.
It's an interesting trend to watch. Frank Kolasch with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, thanks so much for sharing on ClimateCast today.
Thank you for having me.
That's ClimateCast. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner.